Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome this Wednesday to the show today. I tell you, it's just a great morning already. I hope your day is started out great. Well, that is why we're here each and every morning, committed to being here Monday through Friday, to be that part of your day that could be great. We want to have motivational topics that empower you, that will inspire you. And sure, sometimes it may even challenge you to look at yourself, to look at your life, but only to get you to that wealthy place, to get you to that place of prosperity, to get you to that place where you are truly, truly, truly living fulfilled. There are just so many people. Yes, they're living life. They may even have a lot of material things, but they're not really, truly fulfilled. And that's what we want to be about here on the Coach Lalisa Show. We want to be more than just another talk show. We want to be more than just another coaching program. But we really want to be about you, helping you achieve fullness in your life, greatness in your life, to reach your ultimate destiny and purpose as God has designed it for you and has set it up for you. Well, I welcome each and every one of you in the chat room this morning. We welcome those of you who are listening by Switchboard. And we also welcome, I see you in the Switchboard, ladies. Good morning, good morning. Well, you know, coaching is nowadays, a lot of people are getting coaches to help them get to the next level of where they want to be in your life. Did you know that a coach could help you get there a lot quicker? A coach is a person that, as you're sharing with them your ideas and your goals and your dreams and your visions, you have a person who is now the coach is able to remind you to stay on track and to stay on target. And believe me, you, with all that we're doing and so busy, it is so easy to get off target. Even when you have a coach, I mean, look at me, I get off track all the time, but yet I have a coach. Her name is Dee Marshall, wonderful woman. She is my coach. I'm so glad that she is. But you should have a life coach. You should have someone that you have actually decided that this is a person that you want to work with. But today we have a special topic today. one of my personal favorite topics. And that is what we're going to be talking about over the next 20 minutes of the show. But I just want to remind people that one of my quotes that I love to use now, and you're going to be hearing it a lot, that's if you stick around me, is that if you want to love your life, you have to do something you love doing. It's that simple. If you want to love your life, then do something you love doing. You know, a lot of people just aren't all that happy with their life. They're somewhat miserable, and you know how it is. If they're miserable, they make everybody around them miserable. But if you really want to love your life, you can, but you have to do things you love. And so when I tell people that I absolutely love my life, sometimes they probably don't believe me because, no, I don't have, you know, a Rolls Royce. I don't, you know, live in a mansion, and I don't have millions of dollars. But I'm doing the thing that I love to do. And with that, I'm able to love who I am. I'm able to love my life. You know, some people say they don't love themselves, or they know people with low self-esteem, or they know people who are always negative and very depressed. These are people who don't love their life, and they feel trapped and stuck. Well, they can get unstuck because they can begin to put things in their life that they love doing. For instance, if you love reading, do a lot of reading. Read all the time. Therefore, you will find your life becoming more fulfilling. Like for me, I love doing what I'm doing right now, being on the radio, empowering people, motivating people, inspiring them to reach new heights, to do things they never dreamed before. I have people that I am around that are doing things that they never did before, whether it's writing your books or starting their own. I have many people who will let you know, Lalisa, I never thought about being on the radio until I heard you were on the radio. There are going to be many people who I'm launching my TV show this Saturday. There are many people who are also going to launch their TV shows after they see someone else do it. They will get inspired, and they will see that, you know what? It's probably not that hard. If Lalisa can do it, I'm sure I can do it. And that's what we want people to think. That's what we want people to know. There are individuals who are authors now that never thought about writing a book. Or maybe they thought about writing a book, but they just didn't know how. And so they get inspired of so many things. I could go on and on and on and on. There are people who really, really and truly want to be blessed by the things that you have on the inside of you. That's why I do this show. That's why I'm committed to personal development. That's why I'm a motivational speaker, because I know, just like I've inspired people to go back to college, I have a young man who in his 50s had not gone beyond his, I don't think he had his degree, and he read my book, Release Your Power, and God's Plan for My Success. But particularly Release Your Power, he got inspired. He got inspired, and he went back to college. And he now has 2 degrees, and he's still in college, where he's 50-something years old, just went back to school. You can do it. It is not impossible. There's nothing that is too hard for God. Now, let's talk about, and again, welcome to those of you who are in the chat room. Welcome, welcome to the show today. If you have any questions, please type them in the chat room, and you can ask your questions. But we're going to move on and talk about relationships. Oh, my goodness, relationships are out of control today. Oh, relationships in our home, with our significant others, with our spouse or our mate or our partners. Then there's relationships on the job between coworkers and bosses and individuals that are working together. There are people who are partnering together in small businesses all around the country and around the world. And relationships, I'm telling you, they are out of control. People, I do relationship seminars. I've done the seminars here in New Jersey where I'm located several times. I've done the relationships in Ohio and Cleveland and both Cincinnati. And I'm telling you, the people that I listen to, I talk to, some individuals that I have coached in the past, the relationships need help. We need help. And so I'm here today. That's what a coach does. I'm helping you to live that fulfilled life, to live the life of your dreams. But there are things that I found that would make a great relationship. But I can give you, I'm going to give you 7 keys to a great relationship. I was doing some research and I found some articles online. And some of these keys are those that I've already practiced and taught on. I have a CD that you can purchase called The Top 10 Reasons Relationships Fail. There are top 10 reasons that relationships fail. And I know, I have some experience with failed relationships. There was a time in my life when I was in one after one after one after another failed relationships. It wasn't until I had gone through about 20 relationships, I'm talking about each of them lasting about a year or more, that I finally made a turn, made some changes, and got into the relationship that I'm in now with my husband. And now we've been married 20 years, and we've been together 22 years. But it's been with a lot of challenges. There's some things that I've learned, and I'm going to share them with you today so that you don't have to learn everything the hard way, so you don't have to take the long way. I took the long way to a successful relationship, but you can take the shortcut if you would listen to what I have to say and you would actually put it into practice. So I am going to give you a couple of writing assignments. So let me get started. Number one key relationship tool that you need is to understand commitment. And now let's focus right now on you. Don't focus on the other person right now. Don't focus on, well, he needs to do or she needs to do. Let's just focus on you. You know, it's got to be about you. So you got to get your commitment. You have to be committed to the person that you want to be in a relationship with. You have to be committed to their growth and their well-being. Too many people are in a relationship and they just don't care about the other person's growth or well-being. So you have to care about the other person's growth and well-being, and you have to be committed to them. Number two is teamwork. Now, this is the first thing you'll realize about teamwork. Teamwork is not doing things your way only. You know, some people, they say that, oh, I'm a great team player. You know, how people, when they're applying for jobs, it's the first thing they put on their resume. Oh, I'm a good team player. You know, I understand teamwork. No, but teamwork means that you are able to learn how to say, you know, let's try it your way. Let me see your point of view. That's teamwork. Teamwork is not, you know, my way or the highway, like we used to hear people say back in the day. No, teamwork is when you are willing to say, let's try it your way. Those are the 5 most important words I learned to make my marriage sustainable. You know, talk about going green. My relationship has gone green. It's sustainable. When you have a sustainable relationship, see, some people are in relationships and they're still at that stage where I used to be with my husband, where every day was a firecracker. You know, you're up one day, you're down the next. One minute you're threatening to leave each other, and the next day you're lovey-dovey. No, you want your relationship to be smooth, and the only way you're going to make it smooth is that you have to practice these and other keys. It's not going to be smooth automatically on its own. You have to make it smooth. You have to do it. Do your part. Don't worry about their part. So teamwork, that's the most important words that I learned in my marriage and other relationships, even on the job. In all relationships, we have to be, I can't be in a board meeting or a business meeting or planning meeting and everybody's got to do it my way. That makes for a poor relationship. We're talking about great relationships here. This is the keys to a great relationship. Oh, we know we're in relationships, and we know that sometimes they're okay, but if you want a great one, you need to do that. Number three, as your coach, it is my job to bring these things up. Number three, and by the way, I thank you so much for allowing me to coach you. Thank you for tuning in. For those of you who tune in each and every week, those of you who are tuned in via the chat room, I see you and thank you so much for being there. Please ask a question. If you're on the phone, you can raise your hand. You can punch the number one key. That's how you ask questions. Now, number three, we have seven keys to a great relationship. Number one, commitment. Number two, teamwork. You have to work together. Like, for instance, in me and my husband, there are things that he's good at. There are things that I'm not good at. There are things I'm good at, and there are things he's not good at. Teamwork says that I don't just spend time putting you down for the things you're not good at. No, I put in the things that I'm good at, you put the things in that you're good at, and we will have a great environment, a great thing going on. That's when it's really great. Number three, communication. And you hear, I used to hear so many people complain that their marriages or their relationships ended because we didn't communicate. We don't communicate. When I bring people in for the relationship seminars, that's the first thing they want to talk about. But we don't communicate. Well, how do you communicate? They always say, people say, well, how do you communicate with somebody who doesn't want to communicate with you? Oh, my goodness, I hear that so many times. How do you get your husband to talk? He won't talk to me. He won't talk. Every now and then you will get women to be the same way that says, you know, or a man to say she won't talk. But mostly women are talkers, so we don't have that problem too much. As a matter of fact, if you're like me, most of the time we're talking too much. So we have to learn to be quiet and not talk as much, to let the other person get a word in edgewise. You know, that's not always the easiest thing to do for some of us. But we're learning, we're growing, we're developing. That's why I still have a coach. Now, communication. What is the problem with communication? Why have so many relationships been absolutely flat out ruined? Because of this great tool that God gave us to use that we can communicate and relate to each other. I can relate to you, how I feel, my thoughts. You can relate to me, your thoughts, dreams, and goals. So why is there always such a problem in communication that often does lead people to divorce? Okay, so I want you to think for a minute about the words that we say. Communication, a lot of times what's happening, I found in my research, is that, and I totally agree with this, that there's typically a misunderstanding of what the person said and what they meant, however we reacted to what we thought we heard. So if I thought I heard you tell me that, you know, you're not happy right now, and I'm thinking that I'm hearing you say that you're not happy with me, and so I react by packing my bags and leaving, you see, when maybe the person didn't mean that. Maybe they just meant they weren't happy with their day. So we see on the job the exact same thing in the workplace. A lot of people are reacting to things that they thought they've heard or what they thought what the person said meant. Because, you know, words can have more than one meaning. For instance, the word fat can mean somebody that's large or very overweight, but it could also mean you're a fat cat, you're cool, you're hip, you're sharp. You see, so words can have, the same word can have more than one meaning. That's just one example. So we have to understand people. And the problem in relationships is that more than likely, two people get together, they do not necessarily have the same relationship style. Yes, welcome to the show. Those of you who are in the chat room, if you have a question, you want to type it in, you will be able to if you sign in. If not, you will just have to listen, and we thank you and welcome you. Yes, we're talking about relationships, so you might want to go back and listen to the entire tape in the archives. But sometimes we are not drawn to the person who has our exact same communication style. So therefore, we misunderstand a lot. You know, I had to learn that the hard way with me and my husband. We have a lot of things in common. We both love to go. We're both on the go. He loves to go here, there, and everywhere. And he does his golf and tennis and hangs out with his friends. And he goes and does this and that. He loves to go to the Home Depot and different places. Well, I love to go too. I have my seminars, my workshops, and I'm in college and I was taking classes all those years we were married. And so we were both on the go. Okay, so we were good at that. That was where we were good at. But our communication styles are different. My husband is more, he wants to take his time and really understand things and really look it over, check it out. Me, I just like to fly by the seat of my pants. I'm up, gone, and doing. I'm very spontaneous. I'll react right away and take advantage of things. I don't like to let opportunities get away from me. So we have a different communication style. So we have to understand each other. If we do not understand each other, how in the world, you know, I have to understand him and he has to understand me. That's how we communicate so well. Okay. Also, a comment from the chat room. At times in relationships, you say the same things over and over, and you just get tired of it, and that results in a passive-aggressive communication leading to a cycle of poor communication. So what do I recommend to break that cycle? Okay, in relationships, we say the same thing over and over, and then we get tired of it, and it results in passive-aggressive communication. Yes, again, in the relationship, what you can do is keep a communications journal. Write down what you say, when you said it, in what context you said it in, what was the response that you got back. And so coaching is about personal development. It's about causing people to take ownership and responsibility for their lives and for their development and for their growth. So we have to take ownership and fix the problems that we see in our lives. They're all fixable. Every single problem that we have, it is fixable, but it's going to take work. So thank you for that question, and that is what I'm recommending to break the cycle. Get a communication journal, begin to write down the things that you're saying and what context you said it in, what was the content of what you said, and then what was the response that you got back from the person or persons that you communicated this to. Once you see the response you got back, now you can look at how did you effectively use the process of communication and all the various tools of communication, all the nonverbals, all the verbal communication styles, making sure that, you know, you have the right amount of visual and the right amount of vocal and verbal communication skills, all that wrapped up in it so that you can have an effective communication. But we say that it takes 21 days to break a habit, so you can break that cycle by simply not doing that. And again, writing down what you say. Okay, number four, try to meet the other person's emotional needs. Again, sort of like with communication, we rarely marry up or partner up or work together with people who have our same emotional needs. And this can lead to a lot of conflict. And it's just like in communication. So unless you marry the person or get into a relationship with a person who has your same communication style and your same emotional need, there's going to be conflict. So again, what we have to do is realizing that, you know what, I'm going to try. There's a great book out there called His Needs, Her Needs. You know, just letting us know we have different needs. My husband has a need to, when he comes home from work, he wants to just take it down, be quiet, and relax. Whereas me, when I come home from work, I want to explain to him my whole day, what happened, how it happened, why it happened. So we have two different needs. So what I did to make my relationship a success over all this time, because I still have that need to communicate that to someone. Well, I have a sister. I'm very close with her. She's a woman, and she and I have a lot of emotional needs that are similar, and our communication styles are very similar. We grew up together. We played together. We hung out together. We did a lot together, so we have very similar styles. So I'm always talking to her, and I get to call her up, and I allow her to call me up. Therefore, I get my need met. My husband is satisfied. He's got his need met. He's happy because he knows that my need got met, so he doesn't mind me talking to my sister. So you have to understand that your partner, your spouse, does not have the same communication style. They may not have the same leadership style. We'll talk about that in a subsequent show. They may not have the same personality style. All of these things could be different, and that's why a lot of people have a lot of conflict in their communication, and that's why I wanted to do the show today so that I could help people. Oh, you're very welcome, yes, in the chat room for that. And also, you know, there are some seminars and things that I do on relationships, and you can, you know, tune in. You can go to my website, LilisaJWilliams.com. You can pick up the CDs, or you can request it through email. But you want to meet the other person's need. And now let me just back up 1 second and just say something about the communication. One phrase that we love to use in communication, and that's all across the board communications with anyone on any level, is that we learn to say, let me see if I get what you're saying. This way it's clear. So don't just run and take action on what someone has said. Wait to make sure you're clear. A lot of people have packed up, left relationships, quit jobs, done all kinds of things because they were reacting on what they thought the person said, or get this, what they thought the person meant. Come to find out, 5 years later, you're miserable, he or she is happy on with someone else, and all it was a misunderstanding because you didn't understand what they said or what they meant because you had a totally different relationship, communication style. I see this with people over and over and over, and it's very, very sad. Same thing with children, children and parents. Parents, your children may not have the same you. Okay, number five, another great relationship key is to resolve conflict. As in Stephen Covey's book, he says that you want to create a win-win situation. A win-win. You know, right does not always lead to happiness. You're not always right, and I had to learn that the hard way. You know, sometimes the other person is right, or most times they're right. Admit that and move on. Well, we have just 60 seconds, and I want to get to the last two, six and seven. Six, apologize, forgive, apologize. Learn to say you're sorry. Learn to apologize for the things in the past. Appreciate the present, and anticipate the future. And number eight, create a relationship vision. What is the vision that you have for you and your mate? You know, we have they say couples spend a lot of time planning vacations. Oh, they plan where they're going to go, what they're going to do, but they don't plan what they're going to do in a relationship. Write this down. Ask yourself, what do I want my relationship? If I knew I couldn't fail, what would I want my relationship to look like? What would that be? Write it down. Write your vision for your relationship. Say, if we knew we could not fail, and could design our relationship any way we wanted it, how would we like it to be? Well, that's all the time we have for today. Please don't forget, email me, info@LilisaJWilliams.com. It's been a great show. We'll see you back tomorrow morning.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lilisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.